Welcome home, my love. Welcome to Coming Home with Mama T. I'm your host, Tiara, aka T, and we love to live an extraordinary life here in the Mama T Energy home community space. And today, as we talk about mastering manifestation, maintaining a positive mindset, and living luxuriously, I want to talk to you about the importance of rest. And before I start, I was waving this rose quartz coaster at the beginning because I wanted to share with you like things that make me feel comfy cozy, right? This is like, what do you want for home, or what do I want in my home? And the feeling of home is like comfy, cozy, the space to just be my true authentic self, feel the love, feel the like just decadence of life. And this is one of the things that I use. So I have my rose quartz coaster and I like place whatever I'm drinking on top of it. And rose quartz is the crystal that aligns with the frequency of love. And so whenever, you know, I set an intention that like I fill my cup up with love, and then that love gets to just move through my body. And I love it. Anyways, with that, today I said I wanted to talk to you about rest, and that all aligns, right? The feeling of like loving your body and giving ourselves permission to rest, choosing ourselves, putting ourselves at the forefront of our minds and our experience. So when we are manifesting, right, we're creating, we are using energy, we are transmuting energy into something new, into something extraordinary. And extraordinary doesn't have to be like the Titanic size of anything like that. Extraordinary just gets to be what you want it to be. You get to choose. We have extraordinary power. And if there's anything that I want you to take away from any of these podcasts, any of the content that I create, is that you get to choose. You are divine. You are powerful. So you get to claim it. Claim it, my friend. And so with that, as we're integrating these new ideas, these beliefs about ourselves, for example, maybe growing up, you know, people would tell me things about what I look like. The weight one is, I feel like, so relatable. So I've always been overweight. The degree of overweightness fluctuated over the years, but always been some form of overweight. And you know, you hear from people how like unattractive it is, unhealthy it is, and all of these things, to the point where you start to just believe there is something just innately wrong with you. And by you, I mean me. Right? And so while whatever comment was made could have been made out of love for wanting me to be happier and healthier and all of that, it felt to me like a rejection of who I innately am, and there was no cause for changing it, right? And then you get to a place, or I got to a place, where I was able to look at all of that, look at all the minutiae around it, and say to myself, you know what? You are beautiful. You are extraordinary. You are wonderful. You are magical. Look at all of the things that you've accomplished in your life. Look at all of the things, regardless of like in spite of or instead of whatever people have said about you that you chose to believe as your truth, the world has shown you otherwise. So obviously, there is a different truth out there, and now I get to claim it, right? And so when I started claiming my truth of being beautiful, being wonderful, being extraordinary, being successful, I got to change my belief structure about myself. I got to change how I felt about myself. I got to choose me. Now, regardless of whether or not I do or don't want to lose weight, that's not the point. The point is I get to choose how I value myself. And in that choosing of myself, choosing to that I am successful, I am lovable, I am extraordinary, being able to say these things to myself when it came from a place, coming from a place of like, I'm ugly, I am like, no one's ever gonna love me, I am always gonna have to settle because my appearance isn't that of a supermodel, these little naggy things that I used to say to myself subconsciously or consciously had to shift. And it doesn't just shift like that on a dime. We have to be aware of it in our conscious mind before it becomes like a subconscious like tick in us. And that is the integration, right? And so in that integration, we have to like sleep on it. We have to rest on it. We have to just allow it to kind of be in our sphere, our morphogenetic sphere, and become a part of us. Yes? Does that make sense? Let me know how it makes sense in the comments. But in that, giving ourselves permission to rest. We live in a society, especially if you live in like Western culture, you know, if you're in the States or you're in Europe, there's often this like go, 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 go mentality. Like you have to be successful. You have to work like 50 hours a week. You have to do this to be successful. You have to grind. People like tout and glorify the grind. They glorify just like struggle and strife. And well, not even like, I think we align struggle and strife with the word grind. Like you have to work hard. You have to like sweat and put blood, sweat and tears into everything that you create in order for it to be a success. And I am choosing differently, right? If we are constantly going, there's burnout, right? Like you eventually have nothing to give. I talk about the cup analogy, right? We have this cup. And if I continue to sip out of this cup, eventually there's going to be less and less fluid in the cup. And eventually there's going to be nothing in the cup. And then when there's nothing in the cup, well, we've got to refill it, right? We've got to, if we want more of what's in it, we have to put something in it. And how do we refill? Well, we refill by, of course, resting. In terms of our own energy, our mindset, being able to recalibrate our mind, our body, our spirit, we have to rest. We have to allow ourselves to just be. Taking a moment to share another fun little doohickey. I love it. If you can't tell, red's like my favorite color. So like a lot of my stuff is red. And so I just picked this up from Amazon. So if you go to like my www.abubbly.life/luxury living, you can find my Amazon favorites, and I believe it's listed under like electronics or something. Take a look. But it's just great to, I put a lot of different spices and things in my drinks. So if I let it sit for a second, it helps it to stir it up. Integrate, as it were, right? It helps all of the spices and all of the goodness to integrate into the cup so that it can fill us up. So fill yourself up, yes? Rest. Rest allows us to fill ourselves up. It can be a nap. It can be meditation. It can be anything that just allows you space to breathe. And I'm not saying you need like 20 hours of sleep. I'm not saying you need it. Like there's no recommended dosage. You get to choose that for yourself. I think so often we get stuck on, well, you know, they say we need to stick to like 2000 calories a day. They say we need to have 8 hours of sleep. They say, who are they? Who are they? Like, yes, there's a recommended dosage that on average people seem to do well with. That's basically what that's saying, right? So you get to find like, when does your body feel rejuvenated? And it can change every day. Like if you've had like a day where you're like working out and you're running and you're doing all the things, or maybe you went out partying with your friends, your rejuvenation period is going to look different than like a day where you went to sleep already fully rested because you had like a spa day and whatever. It's going to look different, and that's okay, right? We get to allow it to be okay. And with that, I want to say thank you so much for listening. Make sure that you like, you share, you subscribe, and I'll see you on the next one. I love you so much. Ta-ta for now.